Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio.
Hey everyone, this weekend our good friend Adam, who we don't respect and often lie to, is going to be running us through a game of Dungeons & Dragons. He made us all promise that this time we wouldn't ruin it, and I, along with my co-conspirators Jackson and Dusha, intend to break that promise. If you want to watch us give Adam a bad day on air, we're streaming the Plumbing Boys Play/Ruin D&D with the help of our good friends over at Stupid Old Studios. Just head to sospresents.com and grab your virtual ticket today. We start at midday Australian Eastern Standard Time. I have no idea what that will be if you don't live in Victoria, so a handy website we found is savvytimes.com to help with all time zone conversions. We're going to be doing this for the next 4 weeks, and if you want to watch the whole shebang, grab a season pass, which is all 4 shows for the price of 3. But I can't make it to the live stream, I hear you yell into your broken Galaxy 6. I live in the UK and have a healthy sleep schedule. Well, first off, upgrade your phone. Secondly, well done for having a healthy sleep habit. But don't worry, when you purchase your ticket, not only do you get access to the live stream, but you get to watch each episode as a VOD wherever you want at your leisure. And they're yours to keep forever, or at least until you forget your password. But they have ways now of recovering your password. Everyone's so clever. That's sospresents.com, or check out the show notes for the link, or head to our website, sanspantsradio.com, and click on banner that we made that I'm very proud of. Don't forget to at me on Twitter, I'm at goddammitzamit, and send sweet compliments my way. Once again, that's sospresents.com, and we'll see you there. Well, you'll see us, that we'll talk to you, you'll figure it out.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, how would you survive a maximum overdrive?
One question. What's a maximum overdrive?
Right.
One answer. This.
That's a car noise.
But you made motorcycle hands.
Yeah. It's a cool car. It's got motorcycle handles instead of a wheel. Anyway.
In the 80s at some time, Stephen King did a lot of cocaine, allegedly. Mm-hmm. Unless he's got on record saying it.
No.
It's a book he can't remember because he wrote it on cocaine, and it's a cooked book.
It's called... I can't remember. What is the book called?
It's called The Tommyknockers.
Oh, that's right.
It's crazy.
They made it into a film.
Yeah, in that movie, Stephen King goes on record. He's like, I don't remember it. And I wrote it. It's huge. I don't remember it. It's nuts.
Just being like a screenwriter or even just like a novelist and being like, I'm trying so hard to get my novel turned into a screenplay. This fucking guy, coked out of his brain.
His coke novel.
Makes this demented book and they somehow turn it into a film. They get funding. He got paid twice.
A big plot point in the Tommyknockers is that the alien... ship that's infecting the town allows a lady to turn a tractor into a flying tractor. That book is great. Anyway, one of these short stories that Stephen King definitely wrote on cocaine.
It's called Maximum Overdrive.
Yes.
Uh-huh. He then turned it into a film claiming that no one knows Stephen King more than Stephen King and made this movie as well. Mm-hmm. It is available both in written form, as Jackson pointed out, and a film. Both. Same premise, sort of.
Okay.
Comet flies past Earth.
I'm there.
Unfortunately, though, Earth is stuck in the comet's tail for 7 days.
Oh, no.
That, somehow, results in all technology coming to life and trying to kill people.
I think it's pertinent to know that the original name for the short story was Trucks.
That is important.
Why is this episode not called How Would You Survive Trucks?
How Would You Survive Trucks?
Trucks by Stephen King. So the premise of the film and the movie and the short story, mm-hmm. the film and the movie,
yeah, yes. the film, the movie,
is that a group of people, survivors,
and in a way, this episode,
yeah, whoa, are trapped at a truck stop,
oh, no.
a diner, a 7-Eleven sort of situation, whilst all of the trucks and all the technology have gone rogue and intend and are, I guess, sentient and intent on okay. eliminating humanity.
So, all right, so you boys, we're once again on tour.
Yeah.
We're stuck in a roadside diner, as we are wont to do.
Stop at that roadside diner. I got a piss on the wall, is what I said in the back of the car, and we pulled up, and the car came to life.
It honked, and you were like, hey, I'm pissing here.
Okay, so we're at a truck stop.
Yes.
Okay, so some of the rules that the technology seems to abide by is that even though we are in a flimsy building, the truck won't just plow through the wall?
Yes, that's true. And also that even though they are sentient...
The truck is like... the prison is the truck's own mind. He just thinks he can't.
It's like when
it's like an elephant with a... Oh, it's so sad. I'm on team truck.
Trucks can only live on the road. Mm. That's such
they
a tragedy.
They circle around the diner like sharks or a bikey gang. Yeah. They
and also,
act kind of like they're drunk.
Another rule to keep in mind is that the trucks still have the same internal machinery that they always did. They need fuel.
Okay.
Yep.
They need, I guess, like satellites to get radio.
Yep.
My babies need food. Okay.
All right. Zamut is mother to the trucks.
Yeah. The mother trucker.
They just don't know they could kill
us
all.
So some other technology you see kill people in the film is Walkmans kind of kill people like piano wire.
Like with the headphones?
Yeah, you don't see it. You just see the corpse. But yes, it appears that it's happening.
Okay, cool. I have earbuds. Not a problem.
A drink machine shoots cans into a... like. Indents someone's skull.
Okay, that's hectic.
A steamroller runs over a child.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right.
A toy remote control car chokes a dog to death.
Great. Okay. So it's not just humans that the technology wants to end.
Technology hates
dogs. I would be scared of having AirPods in my ears in case they burrow into my brain.
Okay.
It's real.
I'm just trying to imagine, we're in the diner. What do we have? We all have our phones.
Yeah, I will have my phone. I mean, first things first, pick up my phone.
Throw your phone.
Yeet it out of truck outside. Yeah. I don't need it.
Well, how can what will the phone do?
It's going to get really hot. That's what I keep thinking.
It could get real hot.
Yeah, the phone. But
then the battery dies. Just the big idiot. Also, your phone's always perpetually on 3%. You're fine.
What percentage is your phone on right now?
It's on 54. How do you like them apples? I like the idea of us in the diner and like I'm just standing there next to us being like, ow, ow. And you're like, did you throw your phone away? Ow. It's really low on battery. It'll die soon. Is it burning your leg right now?
Yes.
Ow. Yeah. Ow. Yeah. Take it out. I can't. It's hot.
But technology can act in...
independently, kind of.
Independently and in ways that technology can't usually move. So also a carving knife can kind of jump a little
bit.
Wait,
what?
Yeah.
So a knife...
like
knives?
A carving knife.
Oh, like so like an electric carving. I just thought you meant like all technology is alive now and knives.
No. So this is a carving knife that has batteries.
Yeah.
It's able to both turn and kind of leap because it tries to cut off a lady's arm.
Okay.
Doesn't
sure.
succeed. She keeps working. Powerful.
All right. So phones are like the only technology we typically have on our bodies.
Mm. Okay. Phones, yeah. Laptop, maybe. Mm-hmm.
What's a laptop going to do? Chew on your hand? Who cares?
Yeah. Like it'll a clam, dude.
Look. You broke your mouth on my hand, you idiot.
Yeah, I guess we're lucky that a lot of the technology we use is pretty flimsy, ultimately.
Can explode.
But I reckon I could snap my phone in half if I had to.
I don't still think explode. You could.
I reckon I could snap
Yeah, try. Go on.
I reckon I could snap the laptop screen.
Go on, try then.
I'm not.
Well, I don't believe
proof
you.
It. Proof
I
you
don't
can.
Believe either of you.
Damn.
He's called out bluff. I'll keep my phone.
Because there's an arcade at the truck stop as well.
Yeah.
So...
uh-huh. Oh, wait, we're always drinking, like, coffee and everything? Dunking that phone in the coffee?
Oh,
done.
Clever. Immediate.
Idiot phone.
Great.
Yep.
I don't want no coffee.
Well, coffee machine also can squirt hot coffee at us.
Yeah.
That's bad. Other technology in a truck stop, you got...
Jukebox. Oh, no, they're going to play bad music. I hate bad music!
We'll tip it over.
It's important to know in the actual film, the jukebox just turns off.
Well, thank Christ.
I want no part in this.
Same with the lights. Just okay. Turn off.
Okay. All right. Now,
technology seems to be controlled by one central alien, weirdly. I guess alien because it involves a comet, and I associate space with aliens. That it could sense. Be radiation, I guess. Space is full of stuff that we don't understand or know.
Yeah, or want to know.
Yeah, when I look at the sky, I'm like, no, thank you.
I'm not interested. So, okay.
Not for me.
Because obviously then the trucks come
and
cars will attack. And we don't have to follow the events of the movie specifically. No. Okay. But what is your defense? So I think...
One important thing, though, and it is vital to our survival plan, is are we in Dixie Boy? I think that's the name of the truck stop. That exact truck stop, or are we in generic truck stop?
Well, tell me why. Why is this important?
The owner of this truck stop has a bunker that is full of guns.
Oh, well, let's be in that one.
Yeah.
Although, I don't think I could kill a car.
Really?
not morally. I'm not like I want to take the car's life. I just imagine me with an AK shooting, and I feel like the car's going to kill me before I kill it.
All right. Well, I guess to answer that question, where are we? Are we in Australia?
Oh, that's true.
Are we in America? Are we in the UK?
Because this guy owns a bazooka, which comes in handy.
Yeah, I get bazooka, great weapon in the coming car war.
Yeah.
How come the weapons? I guess there's no technology.
No, a bazooka should, because that definitely would have. It's not some like electronic. A rocket launcher with like heat. It's not heat seeking. Yeah. It's like a weird hand. It's odd. It's like a mini bazooka.
My strategy, okay, and I don't know if this is sound, would be to get inside a truck. Because the trucks can't kill themselves. And I don't know if the trucks are going to sacrifice another truck to end my life.
I'm sure they could just drive into a wall.
Wait, do you mean the truck?
Yeah.
I'm in the trailer.
Ah.
Yeah. Because what can they do? I hang out in the trailer of the truck. Mm-hmm. I get my meal by eating the bugs that kind of accumulate. By climbing around the outside and sucking down that bug paste.
Uh-huh.
Piss out the back of the truck. Shit out the back of the truck. Uh-huh. Get used to sleeping on cold, hard metal.
Yeah, well, it's only a week.
Oh, we've got. Oh, it's only a week.
Yeah, you're gonna survive a week.
I just won't shit, piss, eat, or drink for a week.
Jackson dies not because of the trucks, but because he forgot what human bodies need.
You need to piss, but then
that's not the important part. I mean, you do. You need to eat and drink. A week isn't that short of a time.
I'll piss at the end of the week,
why
dude.
Do you care? Why piss? You can just piss.
Well, no, because then the truck will know I'm in the back.
You're yelling. It can hear
you. It doesn't have ears.
It can hear you.
Burp, burp. Shit, it's noticed something. Shush. God, walking hurts. I need to shit so bad.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around it. So every electronic acts like an electronic except it wants to murder.
Yeah.
But they still have the same internal organizations like...
A truck.
Machinations is
look,
yes.
Huge spoilers.
Yeah, okay. Beep, beep, beep. Spoiler alert.
Trucks can be killed by like a bazooka. Like if you just blow up the engine.
Put fuel.
Oh, yeah. And also, a huge pop point is that the trucks crack the shits.
Yeah.
And demand more fuel.
Oh, look. Oh, yeah. We'll get that to you soon. We lie. And then they run out of fuel.
Oh, they run into it. They crash into at that point, they break the truce and crash into the building.
They learn.
Oh, and also a military truck rocks up that has a gun attached.
Oh, that's so good. I love these trucks.
That truck communicates with its horn in Morse code and its machine gun where it just kills people.
There is an 80% chance I will work for the trucks.
Okay, so Zammit, when
Emilio
the trucks...
Emilio Estevez does that too.
Yeah, Joel Zammit is our Emilio Estevez. Which character in Maximum Overdrive doesn't shit for a week?
Bubba. You could be Bubba the boss. He sucks. Also, he looks like Boss Hog.
Oh, that's good. Good. You may not understand this, but that's good. So, at a certain point, the trucks want us to
Emilio Estevez calls your character a fuckhead.
Oh.
Well, was he being a fuckhead?
Yeah.
He's
your boss and you're out on bail.
Thank you for giving me a job, even though I'm out on bail, but you're a fuckhead.
The reason that he does that is because the Jackson's character, Boss Hog or Bubba,
mm-hmm.
Employs people that are all on bail so that he can make them work extra and only pay them for 8 hours.
Oh, no.
And then threatens to fire them if
who are you?
They don't agree. Narrator. I'm Stephen King.
How does working for the trucks go for Minnesota's?
Well, he pretends to be working for the trucks, but then he blows them up.
Oh, what an idiot. Zammet, see, that's the problem. He's pretending.
Do the trucks let Zammet eat and sleep and shit and piss?
Yes. Yeah. They sleep. There's an overnight
eat
situation.
And sleep. I'm like, I mean, so eat and drink. I'm like, that's a thing you need to. You can sleep, like piss and shit. What?
Well, I'm just.
If you're
know.
In a truck, sleeping's the easiest thing you could do.
I don't know about that. It's rocking around.
Yeah, but
it's like rocking you to sleep. It's good. And also, a lot of them have that little cab you can kind of like crawl in and have.
So I'm scared to be in the front of the truck. I'm remaining in the back.
That is the worst place to
be. Well,
good
luck. I'm in the front, telling the truck's bedtime stories and whispering sweet nothings into their cabbie.
Get into the truck, because then you can put on a seatbelt. We're in the back of the truck. The truck moves. You fly around and die.
I'm like, hey truck, guess what? There's a piece of shit in the back of you.
Detach your trailer.
Detach the trailer right
then
now.
Then we can destroy him.
And run it back over. Detach it, then reverse. I love you.
It's great.
Okay, so being outside does have a few downsides.
Okay.
Even though trucks are big and loud, they do sneak up on a character at one point.
Okay, so it's quiet. They can be quiet.
They can be quiet.
If need be. Yeah. If they are required to.
Uh-huh. And why are they sneaking up on me? They love
Zammet's
me.
Given himself them. Over to the truck overlords.
If you agree to that, they would probably keep you alive based on the evidence of things, so you might survive. But what happens in 6 days when the trucks stop doing that and humans are like, you betrayed us.
Yeah, you betrayed us for the trucks. We burn you alive.
You're no better than those trucks.
Might as well be a truck.
Wait, I think you're no better than those trucks.
I hid in a truck, sir. My behavior was cowardly, but a different kind. Your cowardice was worse.
Well, there's a difference between cowardice behavior and traitorous behavior.
Yeah. Traitor v. Coward. Maybe
they were circling the diner because they didn't think they could break through the wall.
The moment you make that assumption.
They didn't know that the prison was inside their own brain
the whole time.
An elephant being chained up.
It is revealed that they don't crash in because they realize that there's a basement and trucks are heavy. So that if they drove in, they'd fall straight down and be stuck.
I was going for a nature versus nurture, and I thought if I provided a good parental figure for truck, maybe truck not be bad. Is this okay? UN? I assume.
Petrol pump at one point also, I just remember, someone tries to help the trucks early on.
Yeah.
And gets diesel sprayed in their eyes.
Oh, no.
And then they're blind and they walk out and then immediately get hit by a truck.
That might also be me.
Yeah.
Maybe Joel Zammet's the trucks identify a traitor and are like, oh, yeah, you can join us.
Oh, I just want to care for him.
Okay, if you're in a house, you're in a.
Yeah.
Surely you just go down to the basement
and
wait it out.
Let's assume for a second we're not in the Dixie Dam doodle or whatever the truck's up is. We're just now. It's just now. Okay. Right now.
We can just hear trucks out in the street.
Yeah,
right now the microphone's punches in the mouth.
Now we're hearing the trucks going, man, microphone's like, you better leave.
Get out of here, dude. Sorry, we're just like podcaster technology, so we're scared too.
We're microphones attached to tables, so yeah, surely they're just winding up, just slamming straight in the mouth.
I like to think we've talked so much shit into them, we've made them stupid. Oh my god. What's that? Dude, it's a truck. What's a truck? What?
Guys, I think they're angry. You should leave. Thanks, microphones.
Bye. Who were those guys?
All right, so then we walk out of the studio. Well, the studio we need to leave immediately. It's full. There's computers.
Mm-hmm.
Zammet's got a laptop in front of him that's probably going to try and bite his hands.
Or dick. It's dick level right now.
Yeah.
And like, look, I wasn't scared about a hand, but I am very attached to my penis.
If you can't...
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what I was trying to say there. My brain was
death
just like...
before penis. So we would leave, but like...
We walk out through the door that's next to me.
Mm.
There is only one door in here. Ooh, theater of the mind. There's technology in the room next door, but not really anything.
What do you think in this house? I'm thinking there's a TV,
yeah,
an Xbox, a PlayStation.
PlayStation's
my
in
Switch.
Here.
Yeah, oh, betrayed.
Your Switch can probably shoot the Joy-Cons at you.
Which piece of technology do you think is the most likely to kill you? I think a fridge will kill me.
Yeah, a fridge is dangerous. Honestly, if it happens right now, I reckon the microphones, because they can hit us in the
face.
But
you can stand up.
Yeah.
And then they can hit us in the penis.
You're very slow to get away. Let me just stand up. Ow, my penis. And then you walk out. I just think a fridge, because a fridge is where the food is. So I'm going to need to eat, and I'm going to open the fridge, and it's going to land on me.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And also, because the fridge tipping over to crush you is in character for the way these machines are possessed, because the fridge could then probably open its door to lift itself back up, and I can imagine
that. Do you think the fridge
happening.
Could suck me in? Could I die like a kid in the 40s?
Well, not suck you in, but as you open it, it like closes on you and bumps you in to
oh,
the
that's
fridge.
True.
And then you get presumably...
How long till you noticed I was gone? The next time you needed ham.
Four weeks. Also, I wouldn't realize I didn't need ham, because you wouldn't be like talking about ham all the time.
Yeah. Wouldn't be reminding you how much you need ham.
Well, okay, so they've sealed you in, like, I guess they're holding you in, so you're trying to push against it. Or are you trying to
It is funny to imagine I'm giving
That's
up.
That's another thing. Cars now have, like, the locking mechanic of cars is electronic now, so you're not getting in a truck or a car.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I'm going to the door and then it's swiveling around and killing me. Do you think you'd survive? Do you reckon you would make it out of this alive?
I just think the hard thing will be like finding a safe... Like if you know what's happening,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. If like you come to terms with what's happening, I think that you could probably manage, but you need to like know what's happening and act almost immediately.
Mm. Well, yeah.
Because there's too many risks. Because like a phone, for instance, if that just explodes...
That's you're done.
Yeah.
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 Like, I think so. We know what's happening... It's just like, yeah, run outside quickly, turn off the fuse box.
Yeah, that's clever.
All right? Mm. So you got no power coming in. So the things we've got now are stuff that's run by battery. So we've got phones that we're going to huck out into the street.
Well, I'll same bury them in the backyard. Yeah,
same with laptops.
Mistake.
Why?
Explode under the house, start a fire.
Damn.
Well, again, like, put them on. So, well, yeah, a stationary laptop and a stationary...
Phone.
What are they going to do? They're going to get hot, right? It's the only thing they can do.
They can jump. Launch. The carving knife jumped.
They can, you know, again, getting pelted by a phone might bruise.
Headphones could be another thing. A lot of cords if they can strangle you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but the headphones I have are wireless.
Burrow into your brain.
So I can the Bose ones.
That's true.
Like they're big and chunky. See them coming. But the AirPods.
I reckon if you're wearing headphones at all, over ear especially, they're just going to push it and crush you. Oh, yeah. Pop your head like an egg.
And the noise cancelling. So I won't even know.
You won't hear your own bones break.
Did I hear something? And I'll take them off, but I'll like suck them out from one another inside my brain. What?
Man, these Bose Quiet Comfort 2 noise cancelling headphones are too good.
I didn't even hear my head turn into an accordion.
Well, again, grabbing a lot of them and putting them in like a filing cabinet.
Yeah, that's clever.
Or even putting them in the fridge, because now the fridge has no power.
But opening the
But it's got no power.
That's true.
So
that's
putting clever. Like AirPods, headphones, laptops and that into the fridge.
I wouldn't rely on your thing too heavily, because I would be scared that fuse box is connected to main power. So do they have control of the fuse box? They might let you pretend that you've turned all the power off, then all of a sudden flick the fuse box back on and you are fucked. You're halfway reaching into the fridge, you just slam, you get stuck in the fridge with a phone that's about to explode in your face.
Damn.
Me and Jackson's got a, I don't know, me and Jackson, I guess, like, where's Zaman? I don't know, probably doing something clever.
He's saving the day, dude.
He's saving the day. Head chomped off by a fridge, hand gone.
That's great. He's saving the day, dude. And then I walk into the kitchen and I'm like, hey, remember what I was just saying about Zaman saving the day?
Yeah, did he sell us out for the trucks?
Not worse for him, but better for us, I guess, in that situation.
What happened?
And I just hold up his head and I'm like, whoa, the fridge got him. Damn. Anyway, let's drive out of here. Dude, we got to drive away out of town. Jackson, no, think about that statement.
What?
Yeah, the country has no technology. Jackson, no.
Think.
Yeah, we'll drive think. Away to where this. I don't get what the problem is.
So then it's got to be like, right, we got to. I would be like, we got to go to the creek.
Yes.
That's my next move would be creek. If I'm not dead.
If you're not dead.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Also, have you noticed that your shirts and or bags are often lacking in pins from your good friends at Sans Pants Radio? Well, that's easily remedied by heading to our merch store on sanspantsradio.com and grabbing one of our pins. We have the Sans Pants Radio logo, an Always Bet on Piss D20, and Jackson's face that is a replica of his legally binding signature. Sold separately or as a set of three, check them out at our merch store over at sanspantsradio.com.
Makes sense, because like the cars didn't want to come inside because they knew the trucks, because they knew there was a basement.
Yeah.
And the creek is the kryptonite of any vehicle.
Yeah, you crash in the creek, you crash in real
except
life.
Except canoes and bicycles.
Mm. Which was my point. I have two bicycles in the garage we can grab. However, guess what else is in the garage? Car.
Oh, no.
And guess what also can get to creek? Motorcycle.
Oh, that's true. Damn.
If the creek is in a cool neighborhood, we're in trouble.
We're not in the cool neighborhood, so we're good.
It's great to imagine like our survival strategy is just to stand ankle deep in a creek for a week.
Are they a creek or a treehouse?
Yeah, treehouse is dangerous because a truck can hit the base of a treehouse and knock it over.
Yeah, but they're gonna cause structural damage to its face.
Yeah, but less structural damage than a creek. I imagine the truck driving over a bridge over the creek, turning to look down, and we're ankle deep, and we're like, what are you going to do? Honk, honk, honk.
Yeah.
Come get us. And then we hear a motorbike, and I'm like, oh, run.
Then the army truck comes with guns.
Oh, all-terrain vehicles, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, SUVs. We are in all sorts of trouble. Also, SUVs in suburbs are now very common.
Yeah, so I reckon a treehouse.
Yeah, treehouses.
Treehouse in a backyard because you got a house on either
true.
Side.
That's true. You're protected by houses.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's some more bad news though, because like if you're building a treehouse, I would say that there's a higher chance that a house that has a treehouse also owns a chainsaw than one that doesn't.
Oh, true. That makes a lot of sense. And the chainsaw.
I can show my working.
No, I don't want you to.
I'm just trying to work
out.
Even
a lawnmower, just crashing in
a chainsaw though.
Take down the tree.
Yeah, but.
It could probably swivel.
Yeah. It could do that thing where it aims its blade into the ground and, you know, like...
Yeah, but then it... I guess he just got their blade dented. The big idiot
guys,
chainsaw.
I don't know what a chainsaw is doing. It just fucking wrecked itself.
Hey, idiot! Yeah, what? That's what I thought.
Well, see, I think the sewers is the cleverest place.
Yeah?
What can follow you into the sewers?
Quick question. Where we are right now, how do we get to the sewers?
Okay, so I go out into the road.
Yep.
Hit by a car.
Okay, guys, watch this. What? What was his plan?
Was that his plan? He just said, watch
guys,
this.
Guys, I've got it. I know where to go. Watch this.
Was that the plan? Is that what he meant?
Do you think the cars operate like lions? He just sacrifice himself because he think they're going to feast? What was his plan?
Did he forget? Did he forget the cars are alive?
Cars are the biggest hassle.
We should have explained that to him, maybe.
Speaking of biggest hassle, so behind us, we have construction work happening.
Oh, no.
Houses aren't that protected.
Yeah, that's true.
Because as much as like a truck is like, you know, prisoners own mine, and I'm loving that truck because poor thing. Like maybe it's just like, I'm not designed, or it will, you know, do me some structural damage. A bulldozer though is a bulldozer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And look, you've got a window directly behind where you're sitting, Zama. Yeah. Behind that is a fence that's basically fallen over, and then a construction site.
Yeah.
A nail gun could end you from this
distance.
I'm just
like, what's going to happen is, a bulldozer going to come through, hit the back of me. I'm going to belly into the desk, and then the microphone is going to be like, there's a whale around my face.
I'm
like,
gonna,
oof. It's like, oh, now the idiot's going pinned down. Doof, 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 doof. And the laptop's going to bite my dick. I hate this.
You can hit into the table. The microphone just goes straight into your mouth.
I like to imagine this is all set off by, like, I look at my phone and I'm like, oh, hey, do you see trucks are alive now? Boof. Oh, my God.
I wonder if that's related.
I wouldn't know how to react to Sam being killed by a bulldozer. I'd be in shock for like a week and then it would be over. And
you
I would
spend the whole time in shock.
Oh, my God.
What if you just read the news, go into shock from that and just, over it.
Dude, yeah, I think I'm okay now. And it's just a blast hellscape. Whoa. Oh.
Another thing that could be hard to avoid, planes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we are
true.
In a bit of a flight path.
But the thing with a plane is that if a plane wanted to kill me, it would have to die itself. Unless
true.
The plane was very controlled and could swoop up and connect my, like,
if you're on an open road or highway, you could be in trouble for a plane because I reckon it could probably, if you're just, like, going down a freeway, you'd be dead anyway. The plane could probably land and just suck you up into its engine and keep going.
I like the idea of like a lighter than aircraft, like coming down for a swoop, and I grab its wheels and it takes me with it.
Guess what happens, Jackson? What are you going to do? Hold on forever? You have wet hands always.
Oh, no. Curse my wet hands.
But yeah, so going back to your sewer idea,
yes.
I think a sewer idea is great. However, get me to a sewer right now.
Okay. So, okay, we go to the toilet. We pull it out, okay?
Uh-huh, good start.
We follow the pipe down.
Have you seen how big a pipe is?
No, I don't mean as in we go down the pipe. I mean we excavate down.
With what? Our hands?
Yeah, our bare hands.
How are you going to... Hey,
spoons?
Hang on, can you hear this?
Yeah.
So that was... The audience probably didn't hear it, but it was the thud of a concrete slab.
Okay, then we've just got to wait till the cars are asleep. And we go out and we climb down the storm water drains and we get in the sewers that way.
Or what if we open up those storm, you know, just hide there. It's cramped, yes.
One each.
Staring at each other over the road.
Just, yeah, look, peering out like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, remember it?
Yeah.
Stop saying that.
We don't actually have to, like, go into the sewers proper. We can just go into those storm water drains.
That's true.
And just hide there for a bit.
It's only a week, which is actually not that bad, you know, in the long run. It's going to be just an uncomfortable week.
Yeah.
And then it's over. Then we're good.
We're in the sewer, in the storm water drain, so we can
shit as much
piss.
As you like.
Yeah, much as you like.
Great news.
Eating, though. Harder.
Eat rats.
You fool. You just put your mouth up to where the water drains in. in.
So, yes. So you're going to get water, and you can last a week probably without food.
Yeah.
So the biggest thing is it's
love
water.
The idea that, like, you're like, oh, I've done it, put your mouth up to the drain, a truck just comes and dumps fuel on the road.
Oh!
Waterboarded with oil.
But yeah, so yeah, if it was like a bit of a wet day,
yeah,
as Melbourne is often to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you could survive drinking storm water. After that week, you're going to need some medical attention because
absolutely.
I don't know what you've consumed.
Yeah, I don't know
but
what I drank.
Like, you're not going to consume anything that will kill you in a week. I'll make that claim.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. I'm going to be...
Cigarette butts?
That's just a good nicotine, baby. It keeps me awake.
Eating nothing but cigarette butts and leaves will do bad things to your insides. The point
and
where
maybe
you'll probably die.
Like, all the animals that the trucks hate will get washed down to the stormwater.
Dead cats and stuff.
Eat like a possum.
I'll be looking out at you guys with a very pale face. Remember it?
I also love day two. I'm like, hey, remember how I remembered... Remember when we did that episode and I remember... It's meta now. Remember how I remembered that the machines also hate dogs and Jax is like, what? And makes an agape face as a... toy car just drives into the drain and straight down his throat.
Help me!
Yeah. Fug.
Small things.
I forgot about small things. It's good also to imagine for some reason just a lot of remote control cars attacking me but leaving you alone. You're just looking out. Wow,
do you remember
Jax?
It?
Remember, this is like... this is like... Guys, just... this is like it!
Sorry, I've got cars in my throat.
Sorry, they're killing me specifically for some reason. But I wanted to say this is like the film It. And the book.
Did you know the original title for that was Clown?
Yeah. Remember Stephen King's Clowns?
Clowns? There's only one.
Oh, yeah. Jackson, fight back.
They're just little. They're wee.
They're remote. You can
move
pick them
your
up.
Lips from the drain.
I don't want to go hungry.
Okay, so yes, going low. But what about climbing on the roof?
That's clever as well.
Planes.
Damn.
No, what could a plane do?
A helicopter.
If you're standing on a
helicopter can just... That's true.
Just go upside down and off we go.
That's wow.
Can helicopters fly upside down? Surely not.
I don't know.
I mean,
oh, but they can.
They can angle. Yeah. You know,
you're getting shredded.
Either way, like maybe we as humans can't because we're not competent. But a helicopter knows
that's
its own body.
True. That's
hey,
a good point.
What about same? What about stormwater drain? But sort of different. What if we just crammed in the toilet?
Oh yeah, Safest part of the house.
I guess. I'm just trying to think. I mean, in this house, the toilet is literally right in the middle. So if a car crashed into it, the toilet's probably
well,
the safest.
Well, okay, we got to remember as well that the cars don't know. I mean, technology does, but the cars don't know we're here, right? Mm. Like, they can't sense us through walls,
no,
right?
They can hear us, and they seem to be a network because all the trucks... In the movie, when all the trucks need gas, they all come to.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's because trucks, like truck networks have radio, so maybe trucks can just communicate to
other
trucks.
We don't
have
any CB radio, so we're good.
But does that mean the microphones are going to be like, hey, trucks?
I mean,
we're hiding in the shooter.
We're literally talking into microphones that are connected to a computer.
Oh, man. We're letting we're letting the trucks know now. That's scary.
We're not saying where we are.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Hey, address isn't anywhere.
Trucks. Yeah. What you going to do about that?
The computer's like, yeah, but
we have IP address. We
also,
know exactly.
All of you
have
phones.
None of you are putting your phone down.
No, you idiots.
You dumb boys.
I've put airplane mode on. Track this, motherfuckers.
And then it explodes in your hand.
Oh! What do you think?
Hey, move out of the way. I need to dip my hot hand in the toilet. Jackson, stop drinking out of it. We've been in here for 10 minutes.
I don't want to drown.
Out of the cistern. Dehydrate. The cistern. Drink in the back of it.
It's all the same water.
No.
I think it's going to kill us. It's getting mad at one another. I'm going to see if I can deal with the trucks. Anything's better than this.
All right, rather than going on the roof, attic.
Oh, yeah. That seems clever.
In the crawl space.
Stairs are hard for car.
Stairs are hard for car. If house maintains any structural damage, attic might be bad, but...
I feel like we're going to be okay in a week. Here's my question.
Where are we going to find an attic? Great question.
There's a crawl space.
Yeah, crawl space.
It's more comfortable than the shitter. Rats!
Or possums.
So many possums. They're always scratching and scratching at night and keeping me up.
It'll stink up there.
Yeah.
What is humanity like once Maximum Overdrive is over?
Probably.
Do we burn our cars?
We probably go Amish. Or Amish, if you want to say the word right. Amish. Hmm.
People like of the world, we're going Amish.
Hi, what does that mean?
Oh, sorry, Amish.
What did I say?
Yeah, remember when horses were cars? They're horses again now.
I mean, horses were always horses. And they remain horses.
Remember what?
What's wrong with the leader of the world?
Did we elect an idiot?
Sorry, guys. I've had a rough week.
We all have.
I don't know if you know, but the trucks came alive.
I live in a big house. There was a lot of technology.
Yeah, stuff was stressful. Anyway, we're Amish now.
Amish now. Horses used to be cars. Now they're horses again.
Goodbye.
And I think I'm being clear. So goodbye and good luck.
And so I guess then, yeah, we would just burn all of our technology. Just it happened once, it can happen again.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Unless
we're
able to prove that it was just the comet, then we might be like, we're scared for a bit, and then be like, ah, it'll be fine.
You'd have a tendency.
Look, it'll be like a couple of months. Back.
Yeah.
Be a couple of months where we don't use technology. We kind of all be like, no, with that, you know, that's too much of a hassle. It might burrow into our brain and squish our heads with those beautiful, quiet comfort too. Whatever, great.
Head is an accordion. Don't hear your own brain stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then, like, maybe 2-3 months, we're like, I miss my car.
I'd be like, I wonder what's on Twitter. And then, bada bing, bada boom, we're back.
www.twitter.com, laptop slams in your hands, never actually stops.
Oh, no! Oh. False sense of security.
Yeah.
Did we survive? No.
Did we come up with many interesting solutions to the maximum overdrive problem? Also, I'd argue no.
We definitely came up with things.
Yeah,
how
absolutely.
About this, though? Actually, as a great idea.
Sure.
Okay, what I do is I get... you need a bit of prep.
Okay.
Because what you got to do is you got to drill 2 holes into a fridge.
Okay.
Okay, one for breathing out, one for shitting and pissing out, all right?
Yes.
And then you survive that week in that fridge, eating all the fridge food. And the fridge is like, I want to get you out of there, but I can't.
Because you are
Would
in me.
Us be capable of living in a fridge for that long?
He'd be cramped, but I think he'd be okay.
You don't think it'd be too cold and you get sick and die?
In a week. Plus, I got the air holes.
Yeah, that's what the air hole was for.
The fridge can also crank its own temperature.
Let's see how Zammit's playing.
He's frozen. I haven't seen any pisses or shits come out of the piss or shit hole for a bit.
And I've been keeping track.
That's my daily activity.
Got to keep myself sane.
What's warm? Lathering myself up in butter?
I guess. It'd be an interesting 127 hours like story of what you did to survive trapped in the fridge. I like to imagine
I drank a lot of maple syrup.
Dusha opening the fridge, seeing you covered in butter, frozen, belly distended with maple syrup. Goes to the stormwater drain. I have a car down my throat. Chat everywhere because I ate nothing but drain water.
I just sat on the toilet and was safe.
You're like, well, my legs are a bit sore.
I'm hungry. That's something.
That's for sure.
But I drank out of the top of the toilet.
Ah, clever.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. I think we did it now.
Yeah, I think with that addendum, we survived maximum overdrive.
Well, I survived.
Yeah, well, at the very least, one of us.
One of us. And if not one of us, if not, look, hey, what am I trying to say?
I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. And I think
we survived maximum overdrive.
If one of us survives, then we all survive.
One for all.
Yeah.
Mighty
all
Ducks.
Three Musketeers.
Emilio Estevez.
Black.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.